This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just about every major government has been guilty of false flag operations to foment war. America has been guilty of several, but here are just a few. Civilian passengers were murdered when a torpedo hit the Lusitania. Investigations revealed that explosives were inside the ship, which was operated by war profiteer J.P. Morgan. This event is what brought Americans, who were not previously interested in getting involved, into World War I, where they lost over 100,000 sons and daughters. They were also not interested in getting involved in World War II, but after breaking Japanese encryption codes, the U.S. government knew of their plans to attack Pearl Harbor, but the big banks were funding both sides and expected massive profits. So they let it happen to encourage Americans to sacrifice nearly 500,000 of their children in the Second World War. In August of 1964, the USS Maddox and the Turner Joy knowingly lied about being fired upon by North Vietnamese ships. For 2 hours, they fired at nothing and maneuvered as if under attack. President Johnson was aware of this deception, but kept it secret to initiate war against North Vietnam and to sacrifice over 50,000 Americans. About 3,000 people were murdered on 9/11 in the most notorious false flag in U.S. history. This was used as a catalyst for the endless destruction of several nations that continues today. Professor Stephen Starr, associate of the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation, was recently on Russia's Solovyov Live, where he discussed a plan being suggested by NATO forces in Germany that stinks of plans for a false flag operation to usher in World War III. They have suggested a scenario wherein Russia sinks an American cruiser in the Black Sea, followed by the United States attacking Russian ships with nuclear warheads, which would then be followed by a Russian nuclear strike against NATO headquarters and a major U.S. nuclear attack on all of Russia. They suggested more than 3,000 strikes within 1 hour and the destruction of all major cities in Europe and the United States. Professor Starr said this would result in 150 million tons of smoke and soot that would block out 70% of the sunlight in the Northern Hemisphere and last about 10 years. It's important to note that it's been NATO forces alone who have been provoking war with Russia for decades, surrounding their border with missile systems and bioweapons labs, and overthrowing Ukraine with CIA color revolutions. The facts show that Russia has been given no choice but to defend themselves against deceptive Western aggression. The anti-human globalist forces that hold a firm grip on America are clearly trying to destroy it from within. If they wanted America to win a world war, then they would not be murdering U.S. troops with the deadly COVID shots, and they would not be manipulating them to castrate themselves under the guise of transgenderism. The globalists want the United States to be plundered and destroyed, but they need a scapegoat to blame it on, and they've clearly chosen Russia for that role. During the American Revolution, Catherine the Great of Russia unofficially supported the colonies by trading with them. Russian ships began delivering hemp, sail linen, and iron to American ports as early as 1763. During the War of 1812, Russia attempted to join as a third-party mediator in support of American independence. In 1863, Russia sent military fleets to New York and San Francisco to put pressure on the British and fight them if necessary. They patrolled the American shores for 10 months. This Russian support of a sovereign America is undoubtedly what led to the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, when the country fell into communist rule for 69 years. Today, Russia has asked for peace, but the evil powers that want endless war cannot survive unity between the East and the West. False flag operations are the modus operandi of the globalists, and war, mass murder, and division is all they desire. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, the full report is up at band.videoinfowars.com. I'm also going to have this posted to X. Get it. Share it like your life depends.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and launch the next great renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Future, if Hillary Clinton would have been able to steal the election in 2016, but the landslide was so big, she failed. And we had 4 years of peace, relative peace. Now the world's on fire. We have former congressman joining us at the bottom of the hour, Stephen King, that was really the brain trust that Trump duplicated for the wall, and the man who predicted the overrunning of the country with replacement migration. He'll be joining us. He's endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm going to ask him why. I just love Vivek. He's saying all these great things, really taking the MSM to task. I don't think he's going to beat Trump. Some people worried that I'm up here having Vivek on a lot, but it's some kind of thing against Trump. It's not. And we need all the Republicans to be talking like Trump and Vivek. And then we can like them all. I wish DeSantis was doing what he was doing a year ago. And then we can find places for him in the government, all of them. So, and Vivek's point about in case they kill Trump, we need him as a backup is absolutely true. That's why you got two eyes and two ears and two arms and two hands and two legs and two feet and two parents. Two ovaries, two testicles. I mean, that's what nature does. You need at least two of something in case you lose one of them. Two kidneys, only one liver, only one brain, only one heart. And Trump's not perfect, but the globalists hate him, and he definitely will defend the border and bring trade back to America. He won't defund the police, but at the same time, he's not for a police state. And that is the talk we're seeing everywhere that I want to get into right now. Biden to mark January 6th with new warning, Trump threatens democracy. So they're the ones that spied on tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people, well, everybody really, and use intelligence agencies illegally to suppress stories exposing Biden in the last presidential election. We've got high-level former CIA operatives, major professors at Georgetown, CIA analysts warn intel agencies are already meddling in the 2024 election. The headline is, "Will meddle," but when you actually watch them on national TV talk about it, they say, no, it's already going on, and I know it is. You can see it. It's worse than it was 4 years ago or 2 years ago. It's already going on just like last time, but worse. President Joe Biden today will mark 3 years, and as soon as the speech is out, get it for me. It already happened. Since the January 6th attacks, just type in Biden January 6th. President Joe Biden on Friday will mark 3 years since the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol with a warning to voters that Republican Donald Trump and his likely 2024 election opponent is a threat to the country's standing as a free democracy. Is that why you're having your operatives take him off the ballot in states we can't vote for him? I mean, that is not election meddling. If they're successful, that's election theft by never even letting us put our horse in the race. You can't have a more pure form than taking someone off the ballot or busting a cap in them. As folks would say growing up in Dallas, bust a cap in your ass. Bust the cap on a cartridge, sending the bullet down the barrel. That's the only more absolute way to take somebody off the ballot is to put a bullet in them and kill them. But it's basically the same thing taking them off the ballot. I mean, they are assassinating his ability to run for president in front of us while lecturing us about democracy. Biden, a few months ago, took Venezuela sanctions down, saying, oh, they promised to not arrest the political opposition. 3 days after he took the sanctions off, they arrested the political opposition that was leading in the polls. So they still have elections, but they rig them. But it's still too embarrassing to even have the opposition leader going around saying that. So you just throw them in prison. And did Biden bring back sanctions when they did that? No. Because the State Department is down there advising them, and they came out, helped the government, the communist government of Lula, after they stole the election from Bolsonaro a year and a half ago, went down there and got them to have the Supreme Court rule, like Israel setting up the Supreme Court as a dictatorship. Doesn't mean I like Netanyahu. I don't like either side there. But both sides are jockeying for dictatorial power. And it's the same thing in Brazil. The Supreme Court said, oh, you can't run for president for 8 years. He'll be basically too old at that point. They'll just do it again in 8 years. But that's not meddling in democracy. That's not blocking the people. And again, I know we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, a limited democracy. I understand that, where the majority cannot take the rights of the minority. Not many systems like ours. I mean, North Korea calls itself a republic. So it's a big deal. A very big deal. Trump shares messianic video about God sending him to save the world. And the media attacks him. How dare him call on God? Another big article in Politico. The unpredictable but entirely possible events that could throw 2024 into turmoil. We'll get some of that in a moment when we come back. But it's a few minutes to break. I wanted to go back to the Epstein stuff because, again, I've literally seen hundreds of articles. I printed a few here where they say, Trump and Clinton mentioned in Epstein documents. And then they have an article about how they're both in the documents, but don't tell you in these articles what's in them. That Trump was exonerated by the FBI, by the police investigators, and by the witnesses. They said, no, he was never at private parties. He never told us we were pretty. He never touched us. We were taken when we were, 14 to some socialite things, and we saw Trump there with hundreds of people. That's it. That's what Roger Stone said about Trump, and he's been his wingman when Trump's in between marriages. He and Roger go out on double dates so that no one figures out who Trump's girlfriend is so they can have a nice evening. And that's, I'm not giving any secrets out. That was in the New York Times in the 90s that Roger Stone was his wingman. But I've asked Roger, and he said, oh, absolutely. And he knows Trump's habits. Again, the idea that Trump would have hookers in Russia piss on him? A, he's a neat freak and hates that. B, he would never be set up like that. And that's why so much of this stuff we even hear about Stormy Daniels, from what I've been told, isn't even true. Because Trump is very particular and doesn't just jump in bed with women. And everything Roger told me about that, he would only tell me what had already been in the news and send me articles and say, see right here, this is back when he wasn't public enemy number one, that he absolutely treats women amazingly. Is so nice, so friendly, never gets mad at them. But if they're rude to him or lie to him one time, he's done with them. One time. One time he's done. He said that loyalty thing. Showers them with gifts, kisses their ass, calls them constantly, tells them how great they are, advances them in business. One time, he's done. And he's a one woman at a time guy. All right, we'll be right back. Doesn't like kids.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Constitutional lawyer, really smart guy, good friend of mine, Robert Barnes, on for one segment. He's going to be on with us for at least 2 hours next week to cover the waterfront. But I wanted to get him on about the current state of the deep state persecuting Trump, how that's going, what the timelines now are for the election, and then his famous client, Amish Miller, up in Pennsylvania, has been raided by the feds again for selling raw milk and cheese to willing people. So you can smuggle kids across the border, hand them over to whoever you want. You can start World War III, but Amish cannot sell milk to their neighbors. So we'll tackle that in a moment. But first, the current political lay of the land and what's happened. We haven't talked in like 2 months.
Yeah, I think we're going to find out whether the Supreme Court is going to stand up to all of the judicial legal tyranny that's taken place under the Biden administration. Because the Supreme Court has to stand. If the question is, will our judiciary save itself from the lawfare that the Biden administration has engaged in and Democrats have engaged in against Trump? Because we are to the place where they're trying to take Trump off the ballot, trying to bankrupt Trump in New York, and trying to put him in prison, all because he's their political adversary. And if the Supreme Court steps up like they should in the D.C. case, they should, and they can do it in such a way that they can put an end to the Georgia case, put an end to the Florida case, put an end to Jack Smith, who's illegally appointed in the first place, as Ed Meese has recently pointed out in the various amicus briefs filed in the D.C. courts. So the big key question is, will the courts save the judiciary from itself, save the lawfare from being contaminating American politics in a way that is almost incurable? And so that, I think that's going to be the big key. The deep state's approach, the deep state's attack has clearly been orchestrated around using the legal system to undermine our entire constitutional democracy, our constitutional republic. It'll be up to the Supreme Court to salvage it and save it, or it'll be up to us to do something about it if they fail to do so.
Just a few minutes. We'll do the deep dive next week, but because the documents were still going through them, and so are you. But the Epstein thing, this was not a nothing burger, but it really wasn't a client list. It was a giant data dump of tens of thousands of pages, and the media is really trying to steer away from the fact that there's nothing on Trump in there except pure exoneration.
Oh, no doubt. In fact, as we had talked about, I mean, Trump was one of the first people to out Epstein in many ways. I mean, even that Vanity Fair article years ago, he was the one to say, well, you know, that guy seems to like him young. He was the one talking about British royal connection back in 2016. He's the guy who kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. So there was never a connection between Trump and any of it, but the Epstein world, the Democratic world, brought false accusations and false insinuations in order to distract from what the brilliant 2016 campaign that the InfoWars audience waged to remind people of Bill Clinton's history as a rapist. And it's, of course, Bill Clinton who is most implicated in some of those files. And there's some other people falsely implicated in those files. But Clinton is one of the key people that's implicated that we know is actually criminally culpable and has been for a long time. And the other aspect of that that you pointed out from day one is the real files are somewhere else. I mean, whatever happened, the way in which they selectively engaged in that raid in New York, they gave time for the intel agencies and the deep state apparatus and the rest to go to his Virgin Islands location and clean it out. And we know it got cleaned out. We know the same thing happened a decade before in Florida when they tipped him off and he got everything cleaned out. All the computer hard servers, all the tapes and discs were gone. Though that we know that there are cameras all over the place at his Florida place and at the Virgin Islands place. The New York place is where he lived, where he did all his illicit activities, were New Mexico, Florida, and the Virgin Islands. And
so this is shaking the power structure to its very core.
I think at parts it does. I mean, Epstein was a crack in the dam. That's why they had to hang him. eternal truth number one, Epstein didn't kill himself. And the clearly he knew more information than they could ever allow out. He was a classic honeypot operator. You go back, I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, that's what he was deeply implicated in going back to the end of World War II with his ties to the KGB, Mossad, MI6, and the CIA. So you look at all of these integrated connections, Epstein is a window into a world that you've been exposing for more than a quarter century. And it's a window they keep trying to close and darken, but they can't fully achieve it.
That's right. All right, the limited time of this Amos Miller, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Amish story, the persecution of years. You're his lawyer. Now they raided him again in the last few days. And again, it's a microcosm. You can ship kidnap kids across. You can put GMO deadly shots at people untested. But then no record, nobody getting sick, cheese, milk. We buy cheese and milk from Mennonites in Bastrop. I mean, I literally drank it this morning. I ate eggs that their chickens produced. I eat their cheese. Occasionally we get their beef when they do sell beef. I mean, it's incredible. And I have a right as a human to be involved with who I want. So the whole FDA mafia feeding us GMO poison, they could take down the Amish. They could take everybody down. Tell us what happened here.
So Amos Miller is an Amish farmer that's been making food the same way his granddaddy and great-granddaddy and his great-grandpappy before him made it. He makes it the way people want it. He makes it without a lot of chemicals, without a lot of preservatives, without all the undesired aspects. You look at the Amish community, they don't have an explosion rate of cancer. They don't have an explosion rate of autism. And it has something to do with the fact that they are disconnected from big tech, disconnected from big food, and disconnected from big pharma. And he has products that people need for their own health, people that have Crohn's disease, other diseases.
That's right. The deep state doesn't like a control group whose average life expectancy for women is 85, men 81. Here in the U.S. now, it's dropped to men 73, women 75. We our life expectancy is dropping. The Amish right next door to us are living the same thing they ever lived. No autism, no
exactly.
Nothing.
That's exactly, you nailed it. I mean, that's exactly what's going on. And so they are harassing the heck out of him. And so I've been representing him for 2 years. We got the federal government to back off. We got them to allow him to sell meat again. We got him to be able to sell milk and everything else. And then what happens right when the federal government agrees that Amos is in the right and they're not going to continue to harass him anymore, all of a sudden the state of Pennsylvania, who's been secretly behind the campaign against Amos Miller now for more than a half decade, they were behind trying to get the FDA to go after him. They were behind getting the USDA to go after him in the first place. They all of a sudden, out of the blue, don't communicate, don't contact me, don't go through their own rules and regulations, do a search warrant raid, take over his property for the better part of an entire day, seize a bunch of his food, seize food that has nothing to do with the search warrant at all, detain it, tell him he can't sell it to anybody, that they put all the food in the freezer in there. They won't allow him to see what they're doing. They won't allow him to see what they're looking at, what they're taking, what they're testing, how they're testing it, whether they're doing it proper, whether they're doing it improper.
And they could come in and not wash their hands after they wipe their ass and touch his food and then claim it had E. coli on it later. This is disgusting.
That's exactly what's going on. The next shoe to fall is they're going to make false accusations about the health aspects of his food. Because, I mean, if they were doing it on the up and up, why didn't they do it with us? Why didn't they do it so we could see what's happening?
Well, the left says we should legalize prostitution and do whatever you want and sexualize kids, but we can't buy milk from people with no record of problems? I mean, just think about
exactly.
Our rights, people.
Completely. I mean, this is about food freedom in America. They want to control. You've talked about it forever. There's four corners of the grid. They want to control information. They want to control education. They want to control food, and they want to control our bodies, our bodily autonomy. And this is one of those four corners they're trying to strip away so they can maximize the grid of control.
And we're out of time. Where do people find your great podcast?
VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. And also, shout out to Lancaster Patriot. They're doing a great fundraiser for Amos Miller as we speak.
We'll talk to you soon. Robert Barnes, former congressman.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Congressman Steve King's our guest. The OG of warning about the border.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, we kick off a huge Zero Hedge sponsored debate. And you definitely want to tune in for the special surprise guest. I'll leave it at that. But I don't talk about a fish till it's in the boat. It's up to the boat. But the point is that a lot's going on. So I had Vivek Ramaswamy on a couple days ago, and I just love him. He's so smart. He does such a great job educating people. That's why I support him. I'm in for Trump. But if something happens to Trump, I think it shouldn't be Nikki Haley versus Trump as the two final things. It should be elevating Vivek because they both agree. And then, obviously, we go with Trump. But Congressman Steve King has endorsed him. And Vivek said,
do you know who Steve King is? And I went, what, the OG of exposing the border and the prototype of what we need in Congress, the anti-rhino? Yeah, I know who he is. I've tried to get him on the show many times. And he's a busy guy. He says, well, he's endorsed me. But I wanted to play a few minutes of him many, many years ago, really coming up with the blueprint that Trump picked up. And I would hope if he'll come out of retirement, because he looks great, if maybe Trump gets reelected, he brings Steve King in as the borders are. But let's go ahead and play a clip here.
So when I go down there and sit on that border, what I do is I come to this conclusion. We can't shut that off unless we build a fence and a wall. I want to put the fence in, but I want to put a wall in, and I designed one. And this just simply is the desert floor. Put a trench in that desert floor. We have the ability to put together a machine that would be a slip-form machine that would lay a footing about like this, Mr. Speaker. If I give you a look at the end of that, so you'd have that about 5 feet deep underneath the ground. It'd keep the wall from tipping over. We'd pour a notch in it that would allow us to put precast panels in. And it would sit and it'd look like this. Now, this would be flush with the desert floor. And then you'd bring in precast concrete 10 feet wide, 13 and a half feet tall. It'd construct itself to be a 12-foot finished wall, just like that, Mr. Speaker. Drop these panels in together in this fashion. Just so we take a crane and drop them in. Our little construction company could build a mile a day of this pretty easily once you got your system going. It isn't all going to work. In the whole 2,000 miles are not going to work that way, but a lot of it will work this way, Mr. Speaker. And so just to wrap up this construction, this would be an example then of how that wall would look. Now, you could also deconstruct it the same way. You could take it back down. If somehow they got their economy working and got their laws working in Mexico, we could pull this back out just as easy as we could put it in. And we could open it up again, or we could open it up and let livestock run through there, or whatever we choose. I also say we need to do a few other things on top of that wall. And one of them be to put a little bit of wire on top here to provide a disincentive for people to climb over the top or put a ladder there. We could also electrify this wire with the kind of current that wouldn't kill somebody, but it would simply be a discouragement for them to be fooling around with it.
And a lot of his ideas did get adopted, so he became enemy number one with these people. And, of course, he was born into a law enforcement family where he was steeped in constitutional rule of law, and he founded as an engineer King Construction and a major underground utility company, Earth Moving. So he knows what he talks about. We need more engineers, less lawyers, in more doctors, less lawyers, starting World War III. So it's great to have you. I know you've endorsed Vivek. I want to get your view on the persecution of Trump, what the great things Vivek's doing, and you know what you've been doing, and what it's like to see everything you warned of happening right now. Great to have you.
Oh, it's great to be on, and I appreciate seeing that video again. It made me smile all the way through, Alex, and it was a pretty simple thing. Paul Ryan was arguing it was too hard to build a wall across that desert. It's hot. There's rocks. There's mountains. There's a river. And, of course, we've worked in all those things. So I wanted to make it real simple. And the pushback that came when I said you can put a little electricity in this wire to provide a discouragement, the current for deterrent was a little bit too much for them to take. They accused me of wanting to electrocute people. That's how bad it gets. It's just simply common sense. But that's what Vivek brings with this. The brain that he has, the principles that he has, both of those lock together in a very active and effective and a rational way. And the piece after piece of the policy, his voice on that's so strong. And I've supported Trump, and I'm not going to be working against Trump, but he's not helping me on property rights, and I can't get an answer out of him. And I've done all I can to get him to take a position defending the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. They are not going to answer. And so I just said,
well,
that
be specific, your beef with Trump, because I really respect you. Are you talking about all these eminent domain land grabs going on with the green garbage, or what specifically?
Absolutely, Alex. And I mean, they started this effort to put 3,600 miles of pipelines through the Corn Belt in the upper Midwest, much of that in Iowa, linking all the ethanol plants together that emit just by the natural process of biodegrading of it, the largest mass of the purest form of CO2 known in the world. And Joe Biden put a great big price tag on that when he signed the Inflation Reduction Act. And now they want to bulldoze their way through all of this land and to keep their private company profitable from the only source of income they have is the taxpayers, pumping it into the ground. It is the biggest boondoggle I have ever seen. And we have to fight this in Iowa now. If we don't get this up in the caucus and have an issue here, it's gone after January 15th. And so that's what I said to the Trump campaign, is that if he will not defend our property rights before January 15th, one would have to be a fool to think he'll do so after. And that was the biggest dividing point. Otherwise, Vivek, is he fits in here very, very well. He's a good match for Trump in all other ways.
And this is important because people say, why do you care about lockdowns in Australia? Well, it's the same globalists running it. Or why do you care about human trafficking in Africa? Because they're humans. We got to stand up for them. We need to stand up for each other. They have to have empathy. And a billion-plus dollar project to the life-giving gas is bad, that natural order is bad. If they get this facility done, it's going to then be used for political contributions and power and build more of this. We've got to kill all these scams everywhere in their infancy, and that's why this is important. And so I know you endorse him. I didn't know why. But so Trump is silent on this. That's not good.
He's utterly silent, Alex, and he needs to be called on this. I've had a good relationship with the Trump campaign, but ever since they pulled that political lynch job on me back in 2020, the Trump campaign has shut me out. The campaign people, I don't know that he has, but I've gotten the message through to Susie Wiles that I told them what's going on with this. I want to make sure Donald Trump knows, and she told me they've done a deep dive into it, but they haven't.
Yeah, I agree. I like Trump. But we need to hold his feet to the fire, because I'll tell you, his biggest problem was having politicos around him that do wall him off like he's a Chinese empress or something. And he's basically becomes a prisoner of these folks that run from controversy. No, people want people standing up. They want people being attacked by the left. The left is toothless, except the Republican Party establishment is in bed with them, gets money from them, and then tells their candidates, oh, be fearful of them. No, you want to be attacked. And you know, 5-10 years ago, it was still dangerous, but it was the right thing to do. Now, we're winning the culture war, and this is very discouraging. I did not know that Trump, I've noticed he has said nothing. He should be against that damn project. That is a jewel on the crown to set up their Green New Deal, New World Order, Great Reset. We have to defeat that facility.
Alex, he could kill this off in 5 minutes if he go to the stage and just deliver what they won't let me tell him. I asked for this. I said, I want 30 minutes in front of Donald Trump, eye to eye, uninterrupted, anywhere in the world, anytime. I'll be there. That's all I want to do.
By the way, he took your blueprint on the border. That's admitted. So that is yeah. Roger Stone's coming up. Maybe you can hold a little bit on with him, or Roger talks to him every day. I mean, have you brought this up to Roger?
I haven't brought it up to Roger. I do know Roger, and I haven't had a lot of communications with him lately, however. So
well, Roger
bring this
bypasses
up.
It all. I mean, literally, him and Trump are thick as thieves. He doesn't brag about it. But, you know, so we need to – I'm sure Roger's cool with it. I'm going to send you Roger's number. You got it?
Please send it. I'm not sure if I do, and I'll be happy to give Roger a call. That's one way.
Yeah, because folks, they're building these carbon grabbers all over the world, and again, then they tax this and they make money off of it, and it starts the scam. Like they're trying to ban the cows in the Netherlands, and they already did it in Sri Lanka, and they're trying in Ireland. If they get any of this stuff going, we're done.
That's right, and this is a $17.6 billion a year proposal if all these pipelines are built. And it wipes out constitutional property rights completely.
And they're only giving, I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but explain
solar panels.
They're giving the contracts to the Democrat insiders. So it's a money laundering operation. I'll shut up. Explain it to them.
That's part of it. But I'll say this, that it originated at the World Economic Forum. Larry Fink, the CEO.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
America, which is the flagship of Western civilization, the number one threat is actually the World Economic Forum and their reach into the World Health Organization, to the United Nations, into this, the brain trust that thinks that they can bring all the things vertically integrated into them and control all the beings on the earth to carry out things at their will, not at ours. And they don't believe in individual rights. They don't believe in God-given liberty or freedom. They're atheists to the core on top of that. And so this network is designed to consolidate all of this power at the top. And they would be the oligarchs. And they believe also that they'll develop enough science that they can reverse the aging process. And that means they are their own gods with control over all of us. And they want only 500 million of us, not 8 billion, which we just crossed the line here the other day.
So you're really here warning of a post-industrial depopulation plan. I've had Lord Monckton on, countless others. Insurance companies have done actuaries. If they just cut half world fertilizer production, that'll kill 2-3 million people in just 5 years. They've already cut it 20-30%. They're already shutting down the number two food producer in the world, the Netherlands. I mean, this isn't coming. This is here. And then they're saying, oh, when everything collapses, it's global warming. Or when a virus comes, it's not a Wuhan lab. No, it's because you're bad. And then that's why the talking point by Al Gore and Klaus Schwab and King Charles and Beto O'Rourke and AOC is the world ends in 2030, and they've got William Shatner, the world ends in 2030, because they're going to end it as we know it, cause the Mad Max world scenario where the energy's cut off, and then literally pose as the saviors and say it's all your fault. I mean, this is so diabolical, not even Lex Luthor can come up with this.
And Alex, a year ago, If I'd heard you say that, I would have said, I got a lot more reading to do before I can come to that place. But I've done that reading in the last year. I did a deep dive into the World Economic Forum, for example. I read all the bios of the board members and the things that they initiated, and I went through the chronology of the establishment of the World Economic Forum and the things they brag about all along the way. I went to the websites of these pipeline companies and drilled down into them. They would never admit to their business model. They'd always tell about how many tax dollars they would pay or who else might benefit from it or how many jobs might be created in the meantime. But I put together their business model. I took their information. I took data from science, built a spreadsheet, and calculated what their business model was. And then I have to add to that the ethanol plants that they're building in Brazil. And they come here and they say, we're going to save the ethanol industry and we're going to save the corn farmers because we're going to have a demand here that you don't have now. But in Brazil, they're going to put 1.32 billion gallons of ethanol on the marketplace by their own numbers. And at the same time, they're raising 337 million bushel of corn in Mato Grosso, the state they're operating in western Brazil. And they say that the fellow leading this, Bruce Rastetter, the George Soros of the upper Midwest, and he's globalist, he said that 337 million bushels of corn will grow to 4 billion bushels of corn. So I figured out if they're going to follow their formula and they're going to sequester the CO2 and supposedly get to carbon neutral just to sequester the carbon that's released into the atmosphere that for the trees they're burning in Brazil would take them 51 years to make up for the damage they're causing so that they can raise all that corn down there. And then the fertilizer things that you talked about, it's so stunning and it's so broad and it's so unbelievable at first glance. The rest of the public needs to hear a lot from you and a lot from other people about what's coming at us. And the number one enemy of the World Economic Forum, Donald Trump. Number two enemy of the World Economic Forum, Vivek Ramaswamy. So I'm hopeful they understand this. That's why they're the enemies. And we have to take down the World Economic Forum if we're going to save Western civilization.
Well, Trump's biggest problem is not being able to get good people. If he's able to navigate all these attacks and the globalists try to take him off the ballot and steal the election, he needs a Vivek Ramaswamy. He needs a Steve King in his administration. Would you be part of a Trump administration?
My wife tells me she's happy having me home. I've been her project now for a couple of years, and I told her I'd be the perfect husband if she'd had me all the last 25. But I'd consider that because I love my country, and my days and nights are spent seeking to save this country from this debacle that we've described here today. I think that Vivek has the talent and the determination. He has the creativity to tackle this. There have been people that wanted to tackle this before, but Vivek has the creativity. He's plenty smart enough. He's driven. He's got energy. And I do think that he, if Trump wins this nomination, and then Vivek is a natural person to go in there. I don't know if he'd be willing to do it or not, but those two together would be just the dynamic duo.
No, he said he would serve anywhere Trump wanted him to. He said he would, but but what I'm saying is, you get it, he gets it, we get it, and I agree. Vivek is extremely impressive because I know this stuff up one side, down the other. You can't fake this stuff. And what's frustrating is, I don't want to be one of the main experts, and I'm sure you don't either. When you know this, you're like, everybody, this is their battle plan. We need to get the knowledge up now. And I'll tell you, Trump is steps behind Vivek. He does get a lot of this, but he's still partially surrounded by a bunch of numbskulls. And, his son-in-law is a real turd.
Yeah. And the shield around him, too. I mean, Brian Jack is one who put a shield around me. Alex Lathrom is another one that put a shield around me. I talked once to Susie Wiles, and I've been ghosted ever since. I don't know anybody that knows more about the Iowa caucus than I do. I've been through this battle for more than a generation, time after time. I was Ted Cruz's national campaign co-chairman in 2016, and Cruz won Iowa. And you would think that my 18 years in Congress, winning the three of my last four elections without spending a dime, I didn't buy any ads of any kind, didn't put up a yard sign. I got elected because of the service of my constituents until the hierarchy of the Republican Party teamed up with the Democrats and a few other entities and ambushed me. So this thing I really need to tell you, Alex, what was the ambush about? Well, a number of things. It's the wall. It's doing battle against Obamacare. It's standing up for pro-life and embarrassing people that didn't want to vote, things like that. But when you put it all together, and by the way, the elitists in the Republican Party nationwide and in the state of Iowa especially didn't want to have me have that much voice about who might emerge from Iowa out of the Iowa caucus. That all made sense to me, but the deeper I got into this, the more I realized what made sense was they went a long ways. They unleashed everything on me in a strategized attack, and my book makes that very, very clear. A strategized attack. Why did they go all that trouble? It originated internationally. It originated, I believe, in Davos and in Vienna.
BlackRock.
I won't say all that stuff. But this, they had to get me out of the way because of these hundreds of billions of dollars that are coming here to grab these CO2 credits. And if I'm standing here a seated member of Congress in the district that represents all the ethanol plants that matter in this discussion, I'm standing at every county seat town doing town hall meetings, multiple ones every weekend coming back from Congress, pounding to defend our property rights. There's no way they could take our property rights if I'm seated.
That's right.
They knew that.
That's right. So the bottom line is, it isn't about you complaining about being targeted or me complaining. They make up things, they exaggerate things, whoever they see as a key opposition. And so I know you got to go. Join us for a full hour soon. We'll do I want to read your book. I'm going to get a copy. Walking Through the Fire, absolutely dead on. Former Congressman King, amazing information. Is there a website or a place people can follow your great work?
SteveKing.com. And if they order a book through SteveKing.com, I personally autograph that and ship it out of my warehouse here.
Order me one right now. I want to read the book. I've always admired you. You get busy and you forget about people. I'm like, of course I know Steve King. You are so awesome. You're an original fighter in this thing. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon. And, go Trump, go Vivek. It's very exciting.
Thanks so much. I look forward to coming back. Thanks for all you do, Alex.
And I'm going to send you Roger's number.
That's great. And I'll give him a call, I promise.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's what it's all about, folks. Not just stuff on air. It's behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah, that guy gets it. He's been through it. And he's damn right. They're invading the Midwest. Some of the best people in the country are there. They're great people everywhere. But the Midwest is just good people. Everybody knows that. Just damn good people. And they're nice and they're friendly and they're hardworking. But once you get them angry, we're going to take this country back. All right. We got Roger Stone coming up. And we're going to cover the waterfront with him. And then continue on after that. Please remember, I can't do this without you. I'm not fun about billionaires and globalists and the New World Order. I'm fun about you. So I try to bring you products, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, supplements, that are the best. So when you get them, you like them, you want them again. Okay? And we got store-wide free shipping that ends next Monday, like 4 days left. And double Patriot points and 40% off. Stuff that you really need, like Winter Sun, highest quality D3 that energizes your immune system. Almost all viral replication and spread is caused by lack of vitamin D3. You take it under the tongue because a lot of people don't absorb a lot of it in the gut. You need to take it under the tongue, just like Ultra 12 or vitamin B12. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy without the letdown. Finally back in stock, Turbo Force. All discounted free shipping. Take action now. Get great products. InfoWarsStore.com. And then this. I don't know where they moved it to. It wasn't here. Somebody bring me a bottle of the new product. Next Level Foundational Energy. There it is. Next Level Foundational Energy. This is super high quality methyl folate. That's what the cells break. These key compounds that you have to have for energy down into, mainly the folic acid. And a lot of folks don't properly process this. So this isn't a stimulant, but it's a super stimulant. It doesn't stimulate the normal way a stimulant does. It does it natural, healthy, and cleans your cells out at the same time. And with B-complex, foundational energy then supercharges. Foundational energy, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off out of the gates. It's a limited run. It's going to sell out probably in 2 weeks. We'll get more in 3-4 months. By the way, X2, oh my God, talk about foundational. The only deep earth crystal iodine out there. It's back in stock, but about to sell out. It's discounted. X2, foundational energy, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.